Republican Senator Jim Forsythe from Stratford believes in school choice.
Currently, parents do have choices, but it's generally the more wealthy people. Choice is always a good thing in my mind. Choice is something that provides competition.
He's championing a proposal that would create a credit against the business profits tax for businesses that donate to scholarship organizations. This idea has got plenty of champions, including the House Speaker and the Senate President. Forsythe says that's with good reason.
Support for tax credits outnumbers opponents by 2-1. The majority of Americans support tax credits for education.
But the bill also has its critics. Rick Trombley of the New Hampshire NEA says the proposal has a fundamental problem.
Because of this, and because New Hampshire has a constitutional prohibition on public tax dollars going to fund education to religious schools, they always try to find their way around it. And this is the latest attempt to try to get around the traditional New Hampshire philosophy of putting public tax dollars for the support of public schools.
The bill would create a maximum of $15 million worth of scholarships. Recipients would get $2,500 on average. They could apply that to tuition at a private school, an out-of-district public school, or to homeschooling. Their original district would lose the adequate education grant, $3,450. In other words, while the mechanism is different, the bill accomplishes the same thing as school vouchers. Voucher bills have been debated in Concord for years, but never passed. But Trombley concedes that this bill has a real shot.
When the voters went to the polls last November, you know, they elected a number of legislators who just simply are not supportive of public education.
Similar laws are on the books in eight other states. Backers here cite Florida, where the law has been in place since 2001 as proof that this works.
Anybody who is looking for a miracle has to keep looking, because it's not as if education in Florida was revolutionized as a result of this program.
David Figlio is a researcher at Northwestern University who has studied the Florida law. He thinks, in general, it's been good for Florida, but he notes that New Hampshire is a very different place. Private schools are more expensive here, and in Florida, the grants are worth around $4,000. Figlio says in Florida, the program really does make private school possible for low-income families. He says in New Hampshire, that probably won't be the case.
All the theoretical evidence should suggest there should be a lot more people choosing private schools who are the high flyers.
But the bill's sponsor, Senator Jim Forsythe, says New Hampshire has to start somewhere.
This is the chicken or the egg thing.
If the bill helps private schools, more will open, says Forsythe, and competition between schools will eventually force down their costs. Critics are skeptical. They say that education is a public good and shouldn't be left to the whims of the marketplace. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans Brown.